When the city announced its Housing and Urban Development Action Plan in November, improving public safety in lower-income neighborhoods was one of the top priorities. Public safety is a very broad phrase, and Fort Wayne has typically been viewed as one of the safer communities in Indiana. But the city's Neighborhood and Housing Services Director Heather Presley-Cohen says it's a matter of perspective.
I think that having outsiders' perspectives on our cleanliness as a community, on our safety as a community, is so important. But for people who live here, what we know is how people feel about public safety, for instance, is relevant to the conversation of whether they feel safe.
She says a new partnership between the city and local law enforcement in the national initiative Cities United, which aims to bring officials and low-income youths together to improve communities, will be a significant part in improving public safety.
If we know that this particular population is facing barriers to jobs or education opportunities or what have you, the idea of addressing those barriers in a mainstream program so that everyone can succeed means everyone gets more opportunities.
The city also wants to improve relations between the police department and these individuals through public meetings and workshops. Racial tensions between police and minorities around the country have been high due to publicized national incidents over the last several years, and Fort Wayne wants to be proactive in avoiding those circumstances. Vice Chairperson of the Fort Wayne Housing Authority, Andy Down, says relations between police and minority populations have traditionally been harmonious. He says public meetings can be beneficial, but he's interested to see what else the city can do with the HUD dollars to foster an even better relationship with these communities.
You could also be talking about some training. For example, Fort Wayne has a very nice program for the crisis intervention trained officers, the CIT officers, who are trained specifically to deal with people who have mental illness. That actually helped dramatically the number of people with mental illness who, instead of being taken to lockup, were actually taken to a place where they could get the clinical help they need.
Down says these face-to-face meetings can go a very long way to improving overall camaraderie. He says that while there's a general sense of peace between police and minorities in Fort Wayne, proactivity can go a very long way.
I think Fort Wayne's pretty lucky in a lot of ways in that we don't experience a lot of the really bad things that you see in other communities, especially communities of our size, but you can find these problems in larger and smaller communities as well. So for us, quite often it is a matter of maintaining or catching things before they sort of, you know, fall over the edge.
Downs and Presley-Cohen both agree that maintaining this peace is an important element to public safety. However, community leaders think dialogue is lacking between the authorities and urban youth and want to see that improved. Joe Jordan is the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club in Fort Wayne. He was part of a task force with the city to help address the specific problems and barriers faced by minority youths in the community. Jordan says while he's proud of the city and police departments for being proactive, he knows what the youths would like to see changed.
The lack of, in my opinion, the lack of community policing, not just showing up when 911 calls. The benefit of doubt has never been given to us as African American young men.
Jordan says he understands both the difficulties of the police department and the youths he serves on a regular basis. He believes workshops can showcase these difficulties effectively and can go a long way to unite both forces for the greater good.
I think we've got a good start by bringing in young men and that recognize the dangers that officers encounter every day. And officers need to recognize how they feel, how black, you know, young men feel when you're approaching them, and also stopping them, you know, what they call profiling them all the time.
When it comes to being proactive and preventing the decline in these relationships, Presley-Cohen says the most important thing is for the city to look at itself.
Sometimes you look outside and you see a situation in another community and you say, is that us? And so that's what we're doing. Actually, literally right now, we're saying, is that us? How do we feel about one another? How do we make sure we don't become that community? And we're blessed to be able to have that option.
While the city doesn't have any quantitative goals laid out on the number of individuals it hopes to reach, the plans are in place to make sure that communication is maintained and improved between law enforcement and minority youths in Fort Wayne. Presley-Cohen says that can improve the city's overall public safety for residents. For WBOY News, I'm Zach Bernard.